It is time to Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Here we go. This is from Chris in Flint. Chris writes, I put a bunch of meat on the grill before I took my son to practice. I got home and my in-laws were there and were raving about how good my ribs were. I barely had any meat left. My wife can't understand why I'm mad. Why did she allow this?
What?
Uh-oh.
The decent thing would at least save some for your husband.
Right.
Because it's your husband's house. You can't let your in-laws come over there and get in front of your man. So you should have saved something for your man. That's a fact. Hey, Steve, cook these ribs. Let's take a quarter slab. That's for Steve. Half slab, that's for Steve. That's fair. So, yeah, she should have not allowed them to eat all of it.
That's right.
Who had the audacity to open my grill and take the stuff off her? Who did that?
Oh, the in-laws. In-laws. That's their daughter house. That's how they looked at it.
Right. All right, moving on to Wanda.
This is serious.
Yeah, the grillers perked up on this one, didn't they?
Yeah.
Wanda in Paradise writes, my boyfriend moved in with me, and I thought, he would at least pay the utilities. He said we didn't have that agreement before he moved in, so he's not responsible for my bills. My house is paid for. Does he have a valid argument or not?
No, he doesn't have a valid argument. And you're stupid for allowing a man to move in and live off you. How does this work? What do you mean we didn't have that agreement before? Where's his honor? Where's the character in this guy? You've married a man who doesn't have character. You've allowed a man to move into your house that doesn't have character. What are you even talking? Does he have a valid point? Put him out.
Right.
Put him out. How you gonna move in on a woman and you ain't gonna handle the bills? She done bought the house, and now you in here talking about you ain't, that wasn't our agreement. Man, so what you in here for? So he get everything he want. You sleeping with him?
Yeah.
Cuddling with him, spooning with him.
Cooking for him.
In the words of my grandmama, lapping on him. Ooh. And now what? And now what? He ain't got nothing on
the lights
girl,
off.
Girl, why are you in here? That makes no sense. How did you let a man move in and y'all ain't have no rules? See, that's what's wrong, man. Y'all keep doing stuff without talking it out. Now he in here talking about that wasn't our agreement. What kind of bum person is this?
Get out.
He's just an indecent human being. Man, put this dude out and quit seeing him.
Yeah. All right. Great advice, CLO. Moving on to Gabe in Schaumburg. Gabe writes, I was having sex with one of my longtime friends, and I noticed that she was recording us. She said that she records us all of the time. I asked her to delete the videos. We're both married, so why would she record us? Can she be trusted?
What? Can she be trusted? You don't understand what this is going to be.
Huh?
See, this is called blackmail.
Yeah.
Extortion.
Yeah.
We both married. I record us all the time. I asked her to delete it. I'm not asking you. No, I'm taking all these phones. All these phones going to the house with me. All of them. All of them.
Can't she be trusted?
We ain't got to take them home.
That was funny, right?
We been putting the phones in the garbage disposal. We ain't going to take them to the house.
All these phones. There ain't none of this getting out. Can she be trusted? No.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. They're both married and she's recording?
That's cold.
Nice. Yeah.
You look at yourself, but it ain't in a mirror, and you moving.
All right.
What is that red light? What is that?
Right. This is so crazy. That is so crazy.
Oh.
All right. Last one, CLO. This is from Allison in the Bronx. Allison writes, my husband told me that from now on, he will decide when we have sex and he will initiate it. He said he is tired of me being aggressive with him and it makes him feel like the wife. So her question is, so men don't want women to initiate sex? Or is it just him? She wants to.
Not the way you've been doing it.
She's too aggressive. What has she been doing?
Yeah.
Just wait.
This a woman talking to him. Open your lips.
Wait a minute.
Doesn't make it sound any better.
I don't care nothing about that TV being on. You ain't watching no more games. You can watch this. Shut up. What is you crying for? I done married your little punk behind. Lay down.
I'm scared.
Kiss me.
Come on, Tommy.
Oh, Lord. Why don't you shut your little simple self up? My mama told me you was going to be like this.
Your mama? Your mama. Are you done, sir?
That's it. That's the last one.
Oh my God.
But what is he doing while she's doing all of that?
He crying. Come on now, baby. Baby, hold on. I don't want you your lip right now. Come on, slow down now.
Chew your lip.
Yeah, so baby, I don't, baby, hold up. Baby, hold up the game on. Baby, the game on.
So baby,
everybody looking.
Everybody's looking. Who's there?
Yeah, he got the fellas is over for the game. She just on here, just letting him have it.
What about the fight part? What's happening?
Baby, this is just the second round. Crawford is winning. I don't want no lap dance right now.
Yeah, he might be right. She is too aggressive. Yeah.
Way too much.
Hey, man, what y'all looking at, man? She just playing.
But her question is, so this is most men. She wants to know, so men don't want women to initiate sex, or is it just him?
No, we don't mind that at all. Okay. It's just obviously you have been too much. Well, he got to come in the house after work one day and just sit down, baby. From now on, listen to me. I decide when we have sex.
Yeah. These are the rules.
I decide when we going to have sex. And you're going to stop all this treating me. Come here, don't tear my shirt off.
And he
I
will
ain't got no buttons on six shirts. Six.
My work shirt.
Broke the zippers on my work uniform. I got to go to work. I got four work uniforms. All of them zippers gone. I got safety pins on these zippers.
Yes.
Stuck myself Friday trying to use the bathroom. We all stop all this.
All right, CLO. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.